It is 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, October 5th, 2022, and the October meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call. Dale Nyblade, present. Suzanne Coleman?
Present.
Deb Bright?
Present.
Michael Cyril?
Present.
Sherry Mays?
Present.
And Terry Brown?
Present.
Okay, we have all members present and accounted for. Also on the call, we have our Executive Director, Megan Darien, and our Assistant Attorney General, Scott Hargrave. Declaration of conflicts of interest? I hear none. We'll move on. Review, discuss, and approval of minutes of the September 7th telephonic board meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the telephonic board meeting open session minutes for September 7th as written.
Sherry?
I can't second. I wasn't on it.
Oh, that would be Deb or Michael?
This is Michael. I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from the September 7th meeting. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote of those that were present at the board meeting. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Minutes are approved as written. Agency operations.
Mr. Diener, Brian Diener.
Hello. Can you guys all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, it's great to meet you. So I'm Brian Diener, a director at Optical Training Institute, and I think my colleague Brianna is on the call today, and we're excited to share a little bit more about our program with y'all. I don't know if you've had time to review the material we've shared. Happy to walk through a short presentation or hop right into question and answers if that's what you want to do.
I've had a chance to go through it.
I did too.
Well, I looked at the overview briefly. I was not able to read it word for word. So I think maybe a short presentation would be in order.
Okay.
Perfect.
Go ahead, Brian.
Perfect. Happy to do that. And again, appreciate the time today. So for those of you who don't know, Optical Training Institute, we've been involved in optician education for about 30 years or so. We're known for our kind of quality content and for providing a high level of customer service. You can kind of always pick up the phone and get a hold of us whenever you need us. We reach a fairly large portion of the optician community and have served about 20,000 opticians, provided, I think, over 100,000 plus continuing education credits at this point. This program we're talking about today, the Optician Development Program, or as we kind of call it, ODP, was developed really because we heard a need from two sides, right? We heard a need from the opticians that they, have issues seeking licensure in states. And we were hearing from employers that it is getting harder and harder to recruit and retain talent. And so we felt that we were in a pretty unique position to create a program based on our years of experience in the space. And so what this program is it's a work-study education program designed to be completed by a working optician and to take them from, little to no experience to prepare them for a successful career as an optician. And so this is done, over a digital course with three sections, a boot camp kind of getting started section, a spectacle, and a contact lens portion. Within each of those, there are different modules and lessons. We have about 40 instructional videos, animations, interactive content, and quizzes and other elements that really allow them to interact with the content and accompany and accomplishes goals for all different learning styles. We've also included material that helps sponsors interact with their apprentices, and the content is accessible on every device type, so desktop, laptop, smartphone, tablet, and we'll also have printed copies available as well. Again, takes about 2 years to complete and has kind of what we think are best in class resources to help not only the printed copy but the multimedia formats as well. In each of the three modules, the bootcamp, the spectacle, and the contact lens, each have a final exam that needs to be passed in order to move to the next section. This content was created by our team of subject matter experts who not only have years of experience teaching in college classrooms, but also have experience working as licensed opticians. So combining that kind of educational and practical experience. And then our team of editors led by Dr. Kinzer at the University of Pikeville, has that same experience level. Members of the editorial team, have served as chairs of state optical boards, and then also contain licensed opticians. So we're really excited about, to kind of look through the program. They thought that it wasn't something that they had seen on the market before. Another unique thing about our team is that we worked with our instructional designer, Dr. Annie Kearney, and she has a PhD in health education. And so we work with her to make sure that this program, as a fairly long remote learning, virtual learning program, contains and prioritizes self-efficacy. So these are motivational elements within the course that are built in to make sure that as students go through the program, they're getting kind of a little motivational elements throughout so that they can kind of stay on track. That's something that the latest research has shown that throughout the pandemic and the rise of remote learning, it has kind of been missing from a lot of distance and long distance learning programs. And so we made sure to include about 50 different elements that are short, but make sure that folks kind of stay motivated and engaged in the content and have a lot of interactive pieces there. Slides kind of 12 and 13 show you, not only do we have text content, but give examples of a lot of our illustrations, videos, custom 3D animations that we've made to accompany this. And we think that, so much of this content is visual, and so we wanted to do a really good job of including illustrations. We filmed 30 or so videos in an optical lab so that we can use all of the equipment that opticians will be seeing in their day-to-day lives. And slide 14 shows a little bit about our learning management platform. And so this is a cloud-based platform that students can log into on any device. They can pick up exactly where they left off and take their quizzes, view videos, read through content. The awesome thing about this platform is that it gives our company and their sponsors the ability to track progress and to understand, where they're struggling potentially and reach out. We can provide additional supporting material, and certainly students can reach out to our team at any time or their sponsors to have, help on a specific topic that they may be having issues with. And so I know that was kind of a quick overview, but the summary here is that we're super excited about this program. We heard there was a need from this program from the community. We worked with leaders not only in, optical education, but in academic research to make sure that we were designing a program that was rigorous and would really meet the needs of working opticians. And we delivered it in a format that we think is best in class in terms of, not only the content, but the other elements, the videos, the illustrations, the animations, interactive elements that we're including, so that we, kind of have something that is, an awesome fit for our community and allows folks to really earn a best in class education. And so at this point, we have completed the program and we are, you know, working with states like Arizona to seek approval as a formal apprenticeship education training program.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's very informative. Reading through the first thing we got that showed all the curriculum and the stuff, looks like it's very thorough, good preparation, and our statute for Arizona allows us to accept certificate or evidence of graduation from a school of dispensing that meets the standards required for the approval of a nationally recognized body as optician accreditation is determined by the board. We have a couple other programs that we have already are allowing, and it allows a person that wants to fast track their education to become a licensed optician to use this type of a program to substitute for 2 of the 3 years of time spent dispensing. Allows them to only have to have 1 year of actual dispensing with proof of graduation from an accredited program. And then they have to meet the other requirements of the written spectacle and contact lens and the practical spectacle and contact lens exams. And then they can get their license. So looks like a good program. Does any of the board members have any questions they want to ask Brian or Brianna?
Yeah, this is Sherry Mays. And I have a question. What is the cost of the program?
$900.
I was going to say, I thought it was on the overview thing. So,
yes,
not outrageously expensive, for sure.
I read it, but I didn't see it. And then I do have another question. So once somebody has completed this program, and they do get a book as well, correct, or books?
You can order printed material, correct.
And how much is the printed material?
The printed will probably be somewhere between $150 and $200, depending on the shipping. But yeah, right in that range.
Okay. And then once they've completed the program, do they have access to the program once they're done? Like if they, you know, forget Vertex Distance or, you know, want a refresher on PRISM, do they always have access to the program or does it close once they are officially, you know, passed and approved?
They will have access to the program and it will be updated, right? If standards change in some way, all of that latest information will always be available on the program.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, this is Suzanne Coleman and I also have questions.
Go ahead, please.
For Mr. Diener. Mr. Diener, can you tell me, is this a brand new program or do you currently have licensed states that are using this program?
This is a brand new program.
Brand new. Okay, thank you. And you mentioned that this would be updated. Now, will these updates occur as the industry itself changes?
Correct.
Plan for that?
Yes. I mean, at a minimum, once a year. But if there's a change that needs to be made, that's something that, you know, with the digital platform, we can do very quickly.
Okay, excellent. And I also have another question. I understand that you had experts, you know, that you used to develop this program, but did you do any research on the efficacy of this program?
We certainly worked with you know, licensed opticians, kind of former educators in the space. I guess to the specific question there, I guess I'm not sure exactly what you're asking for us.
Well, I, because it's a brand new program, I'm just wondering if you did any testing in advance just to see how well this program is going to work in order for opticians, you know, that are pursuing their license to actually complete their testing in the states that are licensed.
Yes. So in terms of, I guess, testing, like no optician has gone through the program and submitted tests. We do have an exam prep program that has been tested and used by opticians for 20 years or so. And we do study those students, right? And know that their pass rates well exceed the national averages. So we're kind of confident in our content material that we've created and have, you know, done testing, I'd say, on other content we've created, but not on this in particular.
Okay, so, but you're using a lot of that same content, so I guess you'd have an idea of your passing rate. You said it's above average?
Above, and I could follow up exactly what our last survey data showed with the board after this.
All right, so you do you check that annually, or?
Correct, we have a survey we send out to.
For the updates.
Correct, and I believe the AADO actually uses our exam preparation for the ABO and NCLE exam programs.
This is Sherry Mays. Suzanne had asked if other states have approved your program yet, and I don't recall hearing an answer for that.
No, we have basically submitted to a bunch of states at a single time. So we are in conversation with states right now. And so no approvals at this time, but again, we are just starting this process. We've had good feedback from states, partners, and have, again, 40 plus kind of continuing education courses that are approved by various states, ABO, NCLE, ARBO, and our exam prep program has been used, like I said, by AADO. The state of Massachusetts is approved there. So we are familiar with the approval process, but this program is not approved at this time.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
And this is Suzanne Coleman. I have one additional question. Can you? I know that there's no limit to the time that needs to be spent to, at least from your overview, for someone to complete the program, but realistically, what's the minimum amount of time that would be required, for someone to actually complete all three sections of the program?
So we think that, most working opticians will complete it in about a 2-year period. There are, hundreds of pages of content, and I forget exactly how many quiz and other video questions, so we can follow up on exactly how long, but I would be shocked if someone, was able to finish it, in less than a year if they weren't working on it kind of full time. It's a content full program, I would say.
Okay, thank you very much.
And it's, just so you know, it's 78 quizzes and 39 instructional videos and 50 plus self-efficacy elements designed to boost motivation and engagement. So this overview did a good job of touching on some very key items that show to the quality of this program, I think. And it does say it's designed to be completed in 2 years of work study. And obviously, if they complete that and get their other things, they would already have their time in, be able to qualify to apply for a license as long as they have the other things. Any other questions from any of the board members?
I have one. This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'm sorry, I have one additional question. Of the licensed states that you have presented this program to, have any of them turned it down?
No, not at this time.
But none have approved it either.
Correct. Most of the meetings are still to come.
Is this your first meeting?
No, we've talked with I think one or two other states at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
One quick question. Are you going to show, this is Deb Bright, and I just wanted to ask, are you going to show results per state and then compare results per state to other states in terms of pass rate and results and follow-up after they completed this?
Yeah, we can break out stats by... Basically, it's a really robust reporting system, and so we're happy to provide reporting statistics to the board, on an annual or quarterly basis to show results.
Thanks. And follow up too. I mean, you're going to follow up and see how well they do within the roles they fulfill. Do you do that as part of your measurement after they completed the course?
In terms of the roles, in terms of how they're doing in their careers, in their job?
Yes. Yeah.
That we would probably do via like a sponsor survey, so that the sponsor could provide feedback on how they're doing in their role post graduation.
Yeah, that probably the measurement of the quality of this program would be those that have gone through it. Are they able to obtain their licensures? That would be the best measure to see how good this program is created to get them prepared to become licensed, whatever state
definitely.
It is.
Definitely. And that's something we will be tracking, certainly.
Okay. Thanks. Good. Thanks so much.
No,
this is Suzanne Coleman. I have one additional question. I'm so sorry. But
not a problem.
You mentioned that the AADO in Arizona is also using some of your testing.
Correct. I believe they provide our exam preparation test prep program, which is, again, a very different, shorter program designed strictly to have someone pass the ABO or NCLE exam, and they provide that to their members and have for a number of years.
I see. Thank you.
Any more questions or discussion? Anybody
if you're talking about discussion, Dale, I feel like I really looked at it. I feel like it's a very thorough program and definitely something we should.
The content was exactly very thorough. Looking through the content of each module, very thorough.
Yeah. So I think we should
I'm very comfortable with this. It's very similar to the other one we've already acknowledged about 3-4 years ago. We had a presentation from another group, and again, the same type of program where they've got everything based in multiple methods of learning. But looking through the content of this, I agree. I think it's a very well put together program. I personally have no problem with that qualifying as worth 2 years of experience. If someone can get through this and get certified or graduate.
Yep, I agree.
Thanks, Sherry. Do you feel comfortable making motions, Suzanne?
Okay. So this is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we accept this program into our state requirements, I guess. I'm not sure how you want me to state that.
The statute that we're looking at is evidence of graduation from the School of Optical Dispensing only meets the standards required for approval by a nationally recognized body on a petition accreditation as determined by the board. So what the board needs to do is to recognize this as an approval learning tool to be used in lieu of the two years of it's the exception to the three out of the last 6 years in dispensing. This would account for 2 years, same as we've done with other accredited national programs. And I don't know how that needs to be worded. Maybe Seth, you could help us.
I don't
with
either.
The wording.
That's why I asked.
Yeah. Because we don't specifically we have not in the past specifically used the name of the program to be included in anything other than we know who it is. And that becomes knowledge for our executive director as she's looking at applications as a qualifier of learning along with the written and the practical testing. And I don't, we've not used the name of the other schools in the past, but what we need to do is get Brian and Brianna an agreement that the state of Arizona is very comfortable with their program to meet this requirement in our statutes. 32, 1683C. Maybe that's how we verbalize it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, maybe we should ask Scott Hargrave how this should be most.
Seth?
How this...
Seth, you have a feeling of how to verbalize this so we can have these people comfortable with the program? We seem to be very comfortable.
Okay, you said
1683C, 5C. That's statutes. And in the rules, it's R420-102D. That's the statute and the rule that deal with these.
So the motion would be to acknowledge this program as being sufficient for an applicant to use to establish qualifications of licensure under
32-1683. I agree. That's it. Exactly.
Yeah, I couldn't write that fast. I'm sorry.
Did you get it?
Okay. No.
Statute 32-1683.
All right. Give me just a moment.
Okay. You're always so good at this.
And Suzanne.
That's why we...
I would name it the Optical Training Institute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or do we want to name it the Optical Development Program?
Yes, I agree with you. Mm-hmm.
That's the program.
If we're going to use that, it's the Optician Development Program, just to clarify that.
Okay. All right. This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we acknowledge this program, the Optician Development Program from the Optical Training Institute, as being sufficient for optician applicants to be used under our statute
32-1683. And this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to accept this program as meeting our requirement for our statute. Any other questions or concerns or discussion? We will put it to a roll call vote. All those in favor, Dale Nivelate, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
It has been unanimously approved by the board to accept this program. Brian, Brianna, appreciate your work. Love to look at it. Be curious to see how it works in our state and look forward to people that have gone through it and welcoming them into our wealth of licensed opticians in the state of Arizona.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Let's move on to 4B or 4 director's report.
Algeron Optical Green Valley notified the board that the organization is in compliance by employing an LDO for 2 years. Also, the license dispensing opticians renewal of 2022 started on October 1st for 906 active LDOs. And then the third, the three moral character letters from the application by examinations have been effectively eliminated since this September 24, 2022.
And that's reflected in our application now?
Yes, sir.
And so okay. Say that again. They don't need that at all. So now they just need letters for time requirements, but they no longer need the three moral character letters?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That was the governor's, Governor Ducey signing a bill, House Bill 2612.
Oh, okay.
That's done by our governor. And Megan, on B, on Algernon, what was the statement you made there? They are in compliance now?
They are in compliance. They employed a full-time optician. They were given 90 days. They met the deadline way before.
I was going to say they made it ahead of time. Excellent. Good. Any other discussion of those three items? Thank you, Megan, for the report. Move on to five, applications for licensure.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for licensed opticians: Andre Carlo Galaz, Brian Matthew Frame, David Gabriel Borboa, Judy Rose Padilla, Renee Elizabeth Strahan, Teresa Christina Hayes.
And this is Sherry Mays. I would like to second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept these applicants for licensure. Any discussion? Go to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Congratulations, and we welcome these six new licensed opticians to our fold. Let's move on to 5B.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following applications from the following optical establishments: America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses 4013 in Peoria, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses 4010 in Mesa, and My Lab TCA in Tucson.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept these applications for optical establishments from these three locations. Any discussion? Do a roll call vote. Del Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
These three establishments are approved for their licensure. Future meeting dates, we've got two meetings left this month, November 2nd and December 2nd. We, right now, I don't think have any future agenda items. We'll see what comes up in the meantime. Call to any public that happens to be out there. If you're out there, hello. And last thing before we adjourn, well, I want to wish Terry Brown successful hunt and good luck. And wish
Thank
all
you.
Of you a happy Halloween. And we will see everybody or talk to everybody in November. It is 11:04 a.m. and this meeting is now adjourned.